We return to the Finnsiders now.
Welcome back to the Finnsiders. I'm John Congemi, joined by former Dolphins Troy Stratford and Troy Drayton. Tristan Jones handling the live chat inside the Metro PCS Comment Center. Now let's go out to the Metro PCS hotline for the voice of the Miami Dolphins, Jimmy Cephalo. Jimmy, I've been walking around Davie all day with my hand out, my hat in my hand. I can't catch any spare dollars, but it seems like the Miami Dolphins have been giving out a little bit today. Left tackle Brandon Albert reportedly signing for 5 years, $46 million. And when there's holes in the boats, in the boat at the offensive line position, you have to fill it. And this is a guy, it seems like, Jimmy, that the Dolphins have been after for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, I remember last year there was a talk about a trade for Brandon Albert, probably the best left tackle, certainly the best pass-blocking tackle available through free agency, and they lock him up right at the beginning of it. He's 29 years old, a five-year, $46 million deal is the reported dollar amount. It hasn't been released by the Dolphins, but it seems that at least they've shored that up. And, you know, they gave him 58 sacks last year. They had no choice but to go out and spend. And they got a good one in Albert. So, you know, look, that'll take a lot of pressure off Ryan Tannehill, too. And, John, as a quarterback, you're changing your mind about what you're doing and how you're going to do it, your timing, where you're going to go with the football when you can't trust your left tackle, especially as a right-handed quarterback. So this is a big signing for him. Now let's see what else they do with that offensive line and some other spots along the way.
Well, that's the thing, Jimmy, now is what's next for the Miami Dolphins. We were talking about that a couple of segments ago. I still believe the Miami Dolphins are going to be aggressive in free agency. It's reported that defensive tackle Earl Mitchell of the Houston Texans is reportedly coming in, maybe agreed to signing later tonight with the Miami Dolphins. But I don't believe they're done on the offensive line in free agency. What's your opinion on that?
No, I don't think so either. I mean, you can go out and with the 19th pick of the first round, get a right tackle, or a guard. You can do that too, although this is not a great draft for guards. It's a better tackle, a better draft for tackles, although not great in that respect. But there's a few, three or four of them out there who I think any NFL team would like to have. So it's funny that the left tackle spot, there's been a handful of people available. When you look at the other things that happened in free agency today, and normally that's not the case. So I think they get a right tackle during the draft, maybe with that 19th pick. I think they still can go out and pluck a guard up. But, you know, Davin Joseph seems like he might be a terrific fit. The former Tampa Bay Buccaneer cut for salary cap reasons, played under our general manager Hickey in Tampa. So that certainly seems like a possibility. But I think they need to pluck at least one more offensive lineman during free agency and then fill the hole with the draft coming up in May.
Jimmy, I know that a lot of people were excited about the Miami Dolphins signing Brandon Albert, but I think one signing that kind of went under the radar was, safety Lewis Delmas. And he was one of those guys who was a downhill type of guy. And I know Chris Clemens is a guy who was a steady guy for the Miami Dolphins, but he wasn't a guy who made the kind of plays at that free safety position that we expected. So what do you think about the signing of Lewis Delmas?
Well, he's the kind of guy you hated to line up against if you're a wide receiver, right? Where's Delmas? You always had to know where he is. But, you know, he hits so hard, he knocks himself out of games, it seems. He's got to stay healthy and on the field. But if so, he could be a really good addition to this defense. It may be that one piece they really needed when you look at it. You know, they part with Dimitri Patterson over at the cornerback spot, but they get Grimes in the fold, which is the most important thing. Nolan Carroll may be going because he probably wants to be paid like a starter. And did start last year because Patterson was hurt, but I think they can fill that hole with their two young picks from last year. And if they can do that, maybe Davis slides into the slot. I think they're okay in the secondary now. But you've got Jones locked up in the strong safety spot and Delmas at the free. But he's a hard-hitting guy who knocks people down and knocks himself out of games. So he's just got to stay healthy. And if he does, that's a real good pickup for the Dolphins. It might be the Grimes signing of this year. You know, signing a one-year contract, coming in, accepting a little bit less money because of injury factor. But if he can do what Grimes did last year, boy, they got a real good safety.
And, you know, Jimmy, he brings a lot of enthusiasm and just energy to the football field as well. You know, the Miami Dolphins making big moves early on here in free agency, and then we also talked about the Grimes signing. But off the field, they're making some noise as well. Owner Stephen Ross announced that he's going to actually, you know, do the renovations himself when it comes to the stadium, and the Miami Dolphins more than likely will be back in the running when it comes to Super Bowls. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Stephen Ross stepping up to do what he said that he's going to do.
Well, it's extraordinary that he's going to put $400 million of his own money there into it. When you take a look across the board, what does it mean? Well, for the average South Floridian, it means that there's more money in the economic engine. You know, a bartender, a cab driver, and my role at WIOD in the mornings, we've talked to a lot of folks as we were getting ready for last Super Bowl's bid. Cab drivers would call and say, "Do you have any idea how much more money I make during an event like this at the stadium?" Bartenders and waitresses and people in service industries, small business owners who own restaurants or hotels, it really does generate a great deal of economic activity. And the amount of money that the Dolphins pay in real estate taxes, unlike every other professional team in the state of Florida, the Dolphins are the only ones that do, they basically would cede the stadium over to Miami-Dade County in lieu of that approximately $4 million in tax payments. But the money generated by this would certainly overcompensate for that amount of money. And by putting $400 million into it, Stephen Ross has really stepped up for the community. This is a good day for South Florida.
Yeah, it is, Jimmy. I have to agree with you. Stephen Ross stepping up to help out the Miami Dolphins, not only on the field, but in the stadium, in Sun Life Stadium, with the improvements. Hey, Jimmy, thanks so much for taking some time. I know we're not done with free agency, so we'll be back in checking with you shortly.
All right, thanks, guys. Look forward to the next signing. Take care now.
You got it, Jimmy. That was the voice of the Miami Dolphins, Jimmy Cephalo. A lot of good insight on the offensive line. I still believe, I agree with everybody. I just think the Dolphins aren't done yet on that offensive line. And Troy, Big Troy, great point on Lewis Delmas. Maybe he is that one guy that comes in and signs for a little bit less this year. He's hungry because he's on a one-year deal like Grimes was last year, and he turns out to be so productive for the Miami Dolphins in the off season, getting ready for the season, and then does it out on the football field. The Dolphins Youth Football Camp is heading to the Cayman Islands July 22nd and 23rd. Take a trip the whole family will treasure. Learn more at dolphins.com/Cayman Camp. We're going to take a break next segment. We'll hear from the newest signing of the Miami Dolphins. That was yesterday, in Lewis Delmas, the safety for the one-year deal. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida and listening on dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.